Free yourself from the daily hassles of email management and fighting the inherent risks of email spam, viruses, and non-compliance. Trust Iron Mountain's enterprise-class, cloud-based email management service for 100% email uptime at a cost savings of up to 60% versus on-premises solutions.
Hello and welcome. I'm John Panker. According to several studies conducted by the Enterprise Strategy Group, email accounts for about 20% of all corporate information. Nearly half of organizations said that email will have the greatest impact on storage and server spending over the next 24 months. And about 80% of electronic discovery requests involve messages and attachments. Enforcing mailbox quotas, using tape backup, and making employees manage their own inboxes. All these things are disruptive and risky and certainly expensive. But many companies have chosen these email management methods as opposed to paying for configuring and running new email messaging environments. With today's cloud-based email solutions, though, the new option in email management is how companies should archive, not should they archive. Joining us today to talk more about these issues is Brian Babineau. He's a senior analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group. And today he's going to discuss with us email management trends, the benefits of cloud-based email solutions, and how organizations can justify an investment in email archiving regardless of how tight their budgets may be. Brian, thanks so much for being here. I'm going to start out by asking you to describe the trends in email management, and I'm also wondering if perhaps these trends have changed at all due to the current economic conditions.
The fundamental principle remains the same with email. We're still seeing an increase in usage. There's employees are creating content every day. There's rich media attachments. In turn, that drives storage and server costs. As you mentioned in your introduction, it's one of the biggest drivers of storage and server expenses today. In addition, electronic discovery isn't going away. In fact, it's actually increasing because of the current economic conditions with the regulatory climate that exists. So I would actually say that the current economic impact worsens.
So why can't organizations simply delete emails or force their employees to create personal archives?
You know, we could spend days, managing our own email. And it's a productivity impediment, first of all. And if you're dealing with a quota, you're constantly trying to figure out how do I beat that quota. And the best way to do it is to drag messages to a personal archive. The problem exists is that those personal archives are stored on public file shares, and they have to be backed up. So they're creating capacity constraints somewhere else. The second issue arises is if you're using email as a business communication and you're storing records there, that's subject to electronic discovery. You don't want to have attorneys go to everybody's PC or every file share just to find old archived or personal archive emails.
Besides enforcing quotas, what else are organizations doing to tackle these email management challenges?
So our research suggests that approximately one-third of North American organizations are setting up a corporate email archive environment. This is a separate environment where messages that are sent or received are indexed and stored in this environment where you can set retention policies. And because they're indexed, you can actually search and retrieve them as necessary.
So why hasn't every organization implemented email archiving?
That's a great question. We get it all the time. You know, the funny thing is, there's a perception that email archiving, because it's a separate environment, has an aura of complexity to it. And the reality is, that's a portion of it, but it also requires an organization to actually have to buy the email archive software, the server, the associated servers, and the storage. So there's some upfront capital investment that many organizations aren't willing to do. So you have two things. It's primarily this perceived complexity. You have to dedicate people to it, and then you have the upfront capital investment.
So Brian, tell me, what's happening with email archiving solutions that's helping organizations overcome some of these misconceptions?
We are tracking cloud-based email archive solutions in the marketplace right now. With these services, customers set up a connection to the service provider and then send a copy of messages. The service provider is then responsible for retaining and setting retention policies for the messages as well as storing them over the long term. Really, what customers get is a very quick, easy-to-implement process, and instead of paying for capital equipment, they get a recurring bill, monthly bill, from the actual service provider.
All right, we've talked about the trends. Now let's talk about the ROI. How does someone justify an investment in email archiving?
Regardless if it's a service or an on-premise product, it's pretty easy to justify an investment in email archive solution from our perspective. The first thing you can measure is employees no longer have to manage their own inboxes, so you're going to get a boost in productivity. However, the bigger benefits manifest in electronic discovery processes. Our attorneys go to one central place when they're looking for that smoking gun. As we've talked about, or you mentioned in your introduction, 80% of electronic discovery events involve email. Making it easier for attorneys to find that relevant message is critical. And the last thing is the improved IT costs. Organizations really can shrink the size of their primary email environment by moving things to the archive. By making that primary email environment smaller, backups run faster, disaster recovery operations run faster, and the application is going to perform better.
Why should someone prioritize an email archiving investment right now?
We think archiving is the next evolution of message management. We started with antivirus, where first it was a premium, and then people started to realize it was a must-have. Then we went to anti-spam. Our inboxes started getting filled up with non-business related content, and anti-spam wasn't a choice anymore. We had to do it. Well, with electronic discovery, records management, exploding storage costs, archiving is going to be like those other two. It's going to be a default need for every business. And no one's immune to electronic discovery. We all have business records that are electronic right now, and we all know that storage costs, whether it be rich media files as attachments, are going to increase. So it's just a matter of, when we're going to make these investments, not if.
Let's talk implementation for a second. What are the critical factors in an email archive project?
I think the first thing that organizations have to take into account is why they're archiving. Is it for compliance reasons? Is it for storage management reasons or electronic discovery reasons? And it may be a hybrid of those. Setting the criteria of why you're going to do it is important. The second thing, before you make a decision on the technology, is figure out how long you want to retain messages for. Then you can start evaluating whether you're going to use a product, an on-premise product, or a cloud-based service.
Brian, give us some best practices. After you buy a solution but before you implement it, what should you actually do?
I think it's critical that organizations agree on their retention policies as well as their search access roles. For example, if you're doing it for electronic discovery, if you're archiving messages for that purpose, you may want to set up rules where corporate counsel or litigation support specialists or maybe even external counsel have super user search access privileges, whereas individual employees can only search their mailboxes. It's critical to get those retention policies and those search parameters right before you actually start implementing.
Okay, so let's say somebody is sold on email archiving and then decides to go with a cloud-based offering. How do they choose a provider?
It's a great question, and one that we like to hear because it means somebody's gotten over the hurdle and they're actually going to start archiving email. And I put together a checklist that I'd like to run through for organizations to make an educated investment. The first thing that organizations should evaluate is whether or not the service supports your email application. You may be running corporate Gmail, Exchange, or Lotus Notes, making sure you connect in. The second area to look at is the method of archiving. Do they do an MX record redirect in Exchange environments? Do they do pure journaling? Another key aspect of the storage benefits. How do they stub? Do they offer an unlimited storage package? These are some of the dynamics because storage is a critical cost savings with email archiving, and you want to make sure that you understand their storage opportunities and costs along the way. Archive access is very important. How are your employees going to experience the archive? Do they have a plug-in to an Outlook client or the Lotus Notes client, or is it a browser-based experience? We talked a little bit about the criteria for setting up your search roles. Making sure that they actually have those search role-based search in the solution is very critical in our opinion. The service provider needs to have experience and scale. If you're going to be saving all your messages in a separate location, you want to make sure that when you do searches, you get the performance. Attorneys don't want to have to search an entire message and wait for days for the results. Your archive has to be available. This is your critical messages. Whether you're doing electronic discovery and employees looking for an old message, you want to make sure that those are available and online all the time. A service provider may actually have service level agreements around their availability. And last but not least, we think it's important that you may be using other message services like anti-spam, antivirus, or disaster recovery. You may want to buy those from the same provider that offers your archive solution or vice versa.
So what are some of the big differences between the cloud-based providers?
We think there's a few, John. Do they have a brand? Are they trustworthy? Do they have service level agreements in place? Have they done this before? Have they delivered other cloud-based services before? Do they have clients that they work with that's of your size? I think it's very important in an organization. What are their go-to-market? What's their pricing? You know, how are they doing? Is it a per mailbox fee? You know, what's the storage cost for that? Is another big differentiator besides that brand.
If you have these messages with a cloud-based provider, how do you actually leverage them?
Yeah, it's a good point. And one of the things that we advise customers on when delineating between cloud-based email archive service providers is first, how do they get messages in there? Can they restore old backup tapes that have archives? And they have a migration service. So first is getting them in there. The second is, what happens if you want to leave the service? Do they actually have the capability for you to get all your archive messages back? And some providers have, you know, standard operating procedures that you may want to investigate, because at some point you may need to get these archive messages back. And then we talk about the time in between, which is what happens while the messages are at the service provider. And you may need to access these messages for electronic discovery purposes, or you may need, a records manager may need to go in there. And being able to interact with the service provider over time is critical. So three things: think about getting them in, what you're going to do while they're there, and can you get them back? Very critical in making an educated investment decision.
Brian, thanks so much. Some really great insights there. So as we heard, email archiving is one of the few IT investments that can help you lower your storage costs, improve data protection operations, facilitate electronic discovery and records management processes, and improve employee productivity. Until recently, customers had a significant reason not to invest in email archiving, as it required a big upfront capital investment and the manpower to manage the environment. These obstacles simply do not exist with cloud-based archiving solutions, leaving customers with one big question: do you opt for the on-premise traditional solution or the cloud-based option? If you do go with the cloud-based alternative, keep in mind a couple of things: the provider's ability to meet service levels, its trustworthiness, and of course, the ability to scale. These, along with storage pricing and other message management services such as security, will go a long way to helping you make an educated decision. And that educated decision, of course, will help you maximize your ROI. That's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you have a great day.